Hello and welcome to your Catholic News Update for Wednesday, the 12th of October. 35 Coptic Christians were killed yesterday and more than 300 injured by Egyptian police and military. They were among 150,000 Copts who had gathered to protest the torching of a church by Muslims 2 weeks ago. According to the AINA news service, one Coptic priest, Father Philopati Gamil, said army forces arranged a trap for us. As soon as we arrived, they surrounded us and started shooting live ammunition randomly at us. Then the armoured vehicles arrived and ran over protesters. He described the violence as a massacre of the Copts. Egyptian state-run television said that Coptic protesters had been armed and had killed 3 soldiers and injured 20. They did not say how many Copts had been killed or wounded. Pilgrims from Australia who attended World Youth Day in Madrid are invited to participate in a research project which explores how the events of World Youth Day and its associated pilgrimages might impact upon a pilgrim's perception of spirituality, religious practice, community, and self. The research is being conducted as part of the PhD of Mr. Anthony Cleary. Participation in the research involves the completion of an online questionnaire available on the Australian Catholic University website. Since its inception in 1986, there have been relatively few attempts to research the impact of the World Youth Day experience on participants. This research not only seeks to clarify why people are drawn to World Youth Day, but to investigate the most influential aspects of the event and to explore how these experiences might have an effect on religious attitudes and practices. This month's meeting of world religious leaders in Assisi will downplay prayer as a feature of the event and will not contain interreligious prayers. The emphasis this time is on pilgrimage and not on prayer, said Cardinal Peter Turkson, president of the Vatican's Council for Justice and Peace, to the Catholic News Agency. He said that prayer is going to be out of the program, if not very minimal. This year's Assisi gathering is entitled Pilgrims of Truth, Pilgrims of Peace. The first Assisi summit in 1986 came under fire from some Catholic groups who claimed it unwittingly blurred the distinctions between Catholicism and other religions. Cardinal Turkson, who was in Assisi in 1986 along with 2 other African priests, said he understands why the event drew criticism. He recalled how they were given some room in the city hall to pray, while some other non-Catholics appeared to have been given a church. It was such incidents, he said, that drew this sort of criticism. This time there will be no interreligious prayer, the Vatican has already confirmed. Instead, there will be a specifically Catholic prayer vigil in St. Peter's Square in Rome the night before. Final details of the meeting will be unveiled next Tuesday. The Pope will be travelling across town on the 19th of October for the opening of the Domus Australia in Rome. The Domus is meant to be a place of rest for pilgrims travelling to the Italian capital. The Archbishop of Sydney, Cardinal George Pell, will be in attendance, as will the rest of Australia's Catholic bishops. Funding for the Domus Australia has been provided by the Church in Australia, coming mainly from the dioceses of Sydney, Melbourne, Perth and Lismore. The Vietnamese community of Sydney alone contributed $96,000 for the construction. The Pilgrim Centre has 32 guest rooms, surrounding a central courtyard as a meeting area. The chapel also includes a painting of Mary MacKillop, the first and only Australian saint. And finally, Sean Carney, the campaign director of 40 Days for Life, has shared this amazing story with supporters from Michigan in the United States on day 14 of the campaign. This is the story as he told it in an email sent out last night. Grand Rapids, Michigan. A visibly upset young woman and her mother had just walked out of the abortion centre where the 40 Days for Life vigil is going on and walked right up to one of the prayer volunteers. She had been advised to have an abortion because she had difficulties in her life. After a short discussion, the two women seemed interested in the offer of a free ultrasound at a local pregnancy care centre, but there would be 2 challenges. First of all, it was 8:30 in the morning, and the pregnancy centre wouldn't open until 9 o'clock. The volunteers decided to take the young woman and her mum to breakfast. That would help them settle down a bit, and it would let them wait until the doctors were open at the pregnancy centre. The second challenge seemed a bit more formidable. While an ultrasound machine was available, there might not be an ultrasound technician available. So they all went to the pregnancy centre to wait and pray. Within the hour, another couple arrived at the abortion centre. They had been told to abort their baby because of possible disabilities. They had doubts about going through with it, so they too were offered a free ultrasound. "Can you get us that ultrasound right now?" the couple asked. About the same time, yet another couple arrived for an appointment. They had significant financial challenges, and they too had been encouraged to abort. "And yes," said the volunteer, "couple number three also wanted a free ultrasound." Meanwhile, back at the pregnancy centre, a car had entered the parking lot. None of the volunteers recognised the car. A woman got out. They didn't recognise her either. She walked over and introduced herself. "I'm an ultrasound tech and I have nothing to do today," she said. "Do you know of anyone that could use my skills?" "Seriously," said the volunteer, "just like that." Three young women saw ultrasound images of their baby that day. And despite all the reasons each had been encouraged to abort, they each chose life for their children. Each of these mothers has a long road ahead and many challenges to overcome, but they've taken a wonderful first step. Please keep them in your prayers and ask Christ to guide them on their way. "Before I knew the difficulties of this day, God had planned for our needs to be met," said the 40 Days for Life vigil participant. Three couples who had planned on ending their babies' lives today are still pregnant tonight. Praise God. She added that the overwhelming feeling is one of both personal humility and awe for our God who did so much today. What a blessing. We praise and honour the Creator tonight. He has done marvellous things. Well, that's it for today's Catholic News Update. Unfortunately, we started with very bad news from Egypt, but I'm glad we could finish with very good news from the United States. Look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless.